Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and what are we doing? Well, we're talking to entrepreneurs. That's what we always do. And we have another guest in the studio, and I think it's worth watching this on our YouTube because some very beautiful things she's brought with her. Debbie Cohn, CEO of Yad Painting with the Heart. Sorry, I had to get this right. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Tell us about Yad Painting.
Yeah. So Yad manufactures unique home decor products that showcase the artwork of people with disabilities. So I work with people with Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy. We have our own center of artistic creation in Guatemala City where the artists come in for free. And later the best artwork is curated and later selected to put into different products. Our best products are the mugs. We have 6 different styles. And we also have cushion covers that they mix and match. Everything is signed by the artist. And what I like mostly about it is that most of our artists can't express themselves verbally, but through our artwork, that's how it's like a great medium for them to express themselves.
Well, you know, we're in Boston, and
yeah.
There's a little distance in there. How did you get into this business, and why Boston? Two questions.
Yeah. So my best friend has disabilities, so I have been really passionate about the topic. And, like, I knew she had so much talent and the world wouldn't know about it. So that's, like that's how I started. And later I found a center of artistic creation in Guatemala City that was about to collapse because it didn't have any funds. So I started grabbing their artwork and placing it in different home decor items. And it soon I was sustaining the business, like, this art center, and it didn't collapse. And I also started to be an amazing project for me to keep on doing. And later I decided to open my own center of artistic creation. And why Boston? I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and Babson College was in the area. I applied to Babson, and I decided I wanted to come here for college. So I stayed here for college, and I'm a finalist in Mass Challenge. So my idea is to stay in Boston for a while because I want to keep in Guatemala, or I sell in Guatemala, and in the leading department stores in Central America. However, our market is very limited there. So I think a huge opportunity is here in the U.S. Also in Guatemala, not everyone can afford to buy our products. Well, in the U.S., they're willing to pay a higher price, and they know that in Guatemala, it's a third world country, and we really, there are people that really need it.
So did Babson bring you to Mass Challenge, or did Mass Challenge find you?
So actually, I won the beta challenge at Babson, that it's like the most known entrepreneurship competition at Babson. I was the undergrad winner. And since I was the undergrad winner for that competition, Mass Challenge immediately knew about me. So I was like the first run of interviews. I skipped that first run of interviews and I already went to my second run of interviews for Mass Challenge. And now I'm just competing, hopefully hoping for the best and growing my country, my company. So
you're located physically at Mass Challenge today?
Yes, correct.
Are you alone or do you have a staff with you?
So in Guatemala, I have a group of 4. We're 4 people that help me. It's me, I'm the CEO. I have Pablo that helps take care of all of the logistics. He sees all the manufacturing, coordinates. Later, I have Ana Ruth that takes care of all of our marketing. And I have Flor, who she's the director of the Artistic Center.
Do you have a background with entrepreneurship? Is this your first stab at it? Is your family entrepreneurs?
My family is an entrepreneur, so it's funny, but like, since I have mugs and I also started with cushion covers, and why did I start it with cushion covers? My parents are in the textile industry, so that's how I also got into many of the stores, thanks to some of the connections my parents already had because of the business they run. Yeah, and my mother has coffee shops where we also sell our mugs. So we try to use all of the family entrepreneurship.
Oh, that really does help. Yeah. So how is Mass Challenge helping you?
The partnerships, for sure. Like, I'm talking to really big retailers, and I think that's how can Yad grow. We already sell in known retailers in Central America, such as PriceSmart, that is known as Costco in the U.S. We did a collaboration with McDonald's, where they bought the original artwork. And, like, we have one artist that is called Griselda. She only draws circles, and McDonald's decided to buy Griselda's artwork, and their home McDonald's is inspired in Griselda's artwork. I can show you pictures afterwards because it's really fascinating.
Okay, so What's the ultimate objective of this business? What are you trying to do with it? Where do you want it to go?
So, of course, I want to get in the biggest retailer stores in the U.S. in order to keep growing my center in Guatemala. Right now, I get 17 free scholarships. 17 artists can come in to the center. But my goal is to grow it for more than 500 or even more. It's like there's nonstop for me. And after I think it sustainable in Guatemala, I want to go and open more centers of artistic creation in developing countries. Because I feel in the U.S., there are opportunities for people with disabilities. But you go to developing countries, there's nothing. And for me, it's important for my artists to feel empowered and also to get to be financially stable in the long run. So they get 10% of our profits. So that, for me, is really important.
So for our local entrepreneurs in the Boston area, and we are listened to more than Boston, where can they find your beautiful things today?
Yeah, so they can go online, yadart.org. And as I'm saying, I'm hopefully going soon into big retailer stores. So I'll keep you updated. But for right now, my e-commerce is the best way to get them.
So, okay. So we know how to get to the stores. What do you find are the biggest obstacles you're facing today?
For sure, it's all the operations in the U.S. It's not easy. You know, when you don't have the biggest clients right now, finding the costs, like mitigating all those costs has been really hard for me. Like in Central America, I already have big distribution channels, so it's easier to bring a container and just distribute it. But when here in the U.S. that I still don't have the biggest partnerships yet, it's where it gets more complicated. All my costs are higher and more expensive.
Right, so it's keeping the cost down with the distribution. That's very interesting. If somebody, again, we've sort of gone through this before. We're speaking with Debbie Cohn, CEO of Yad Painting with the Heart, also currently housed at Math Challenge. I said this before, but if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
Yeah, so they can contact me via in my website, yadart.org. You can find in the bottom part, there's a way you can contact me. You can also email me, dcohen@yad-art.org too.
Good. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
And good luck. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are located at the MTP Software Studios. MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. We'll be right back after these messages.